I'm Marisa Waddell with you on Issues and Ideas. Lots of us eat chocolate and drink coffee, but how many of us think about where our chocolate and coffee originated, or who worked hard to bring it to us, or under what conditions it was grown? I'm with two people who do think about such things. They are Tom Newhouse, who's the president and founder of Project Hope and Fairness and the owner of Sweet Earth Organic Chocolates, and also Anna Nakayama, who's the president of the Cal Poly Fair Trade Club. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you very much.
You have an upcoming fundraiser, Tom, for Project Hope and Fairness. And so I'd like you to give me some quick details on that, and then we'll come back and talk about that a little bit more later. But I want to know more about what you do as a whole. Briefly, tell us about the upcoming fundraiser.
It's at the Monday Club on May 21st, and we have a chef from Phenomenal in Paso Robles who's doing the cooking along with his staff and the help of Cal Poly students. And we also have the opera and a chocolate and wine tasting with Luana Gerardis of Vina Robles.
Okay, sounds good. And that is on Monday, May 21st. 5:30 to 8 at the Monday Club.
That's right.
A Monday night at the Monday Club.
That's right. In San Luis. Easy to remember.
Okay. Well, Anna, can you tell me a little bit about the Fair Trade Club at Cal Poly? Who are you guys and what are you doing?
Yeah, we're a club of about 30 students, and we try and raise awareness to students on campus about where their food is produced, especially international products like coffee and chocolate that have to be produced abroad. And so we have educational events to try and raise awareness, and we're also trying to get more local fair trade and direct trade products offered on campus.
Okay. And Tom, give me a little synopsis of Project Hope and Fairness, the kinds of things that you're doing to encourage fair trade.
We were established in 2006 by Ernie Royde and myself, and since we were established, we basically have honed down to two main parts to our mission. One is to bring tools to cocoa farmers in Ghana, Ivory Coast, and Cameroon, which account for 70% of all the cocoa produced in the world. And the other one is to start a cocoa study center in hopefully in Cameroon. That will be our first one. And that will be a place where students can meet with faculty and also with cocoa farmers and work together on issues of sustainability, how to make cocoa economically and environmentally sustainable.
What are some of the inequities that are faced by cocoa farmers?
Well, I like to think of it this way. A lot of chocolate people would be angry with me for saying this, but I believe in decolonializing cocoa. Cocoa's still a colonial product. And coffee has transitioned to some extent. There's a lot of small businesses involved in coffee at both ends, at the producing side and the consuming side. But with chocolate, we have a long way to go. It's happening. You know, this whole idea of bean to bar, and what I want to see is direct trade so that we get our beans from a specific village, maybe. That's what I'd like to see. And then produce specific chocolate from that.
Okay, and you're working specifically with cocoa farmers in Africa or anywhere else?
Well, since the world is so big and there's like, I don't know how many millions of cocoa farmers, so there's just 2.5 million in West Africa alone. We focused on West Africa simply because it's impossible. But I would really like to get more people in the chocolate industry involved so we can expand it so that cocoa farmers from West Africa can go to Peru and study with cocoa farmers there. And then the Peruvians can come and study with cocoa farmers in West Africa. And so you have this sort of working together to solve problems.
Mm-hmm. So you say that it's a colonial industry, but what are some of the specific inequities that are being faced?
Well, the third world has for many years tried to get the first world to cooperate. In other words, the first world has tariffs against the production of chocolate in West Africa. So it's very hard for them to make the chocolate there and then ship it to the United States or Europe because we slap 15% to 30% tariffs, which make it impossible. Except if you're high end, then it becomes possible. So if the first world would believe in free trade, if they actually practice what business schools teach, but then nobody practices, if they would actually do that, that would be a good thing. So it's just, and then, so tariffs is one issue. There's how the transportation of the product is set up, how the governments are paid off and corrupted in order to get conditions that are conducive to business by the really large mega corporations who basically, you know, three corporations control 75% of the American chocolate industry. Archer Daniels, Midland, Cargill, Barry Callebaut, Blommer. I guess that's four.
Mm-hmm. Now, Anna, you went on a trip with Tom to Africa a couple of years back.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the trip. What was the purpose of it? And how did you hook up with Tom to go on such a trip?
Well, my freshman year of college, I took the chocolate making class that's offered at Cal Poly. And a part of that is you learn how cocoa is produced. And I had never even thought about the farmers who make cocoa. So that really opened my eyes. And Dr. Newhouse had his NGO that travels to West Africa every summer. So I wanted to learn more and see what was going on with that. So the summer of my freshman year, we went to Ivory Coast in Ghana, and we were donating farming tools to help them improve their processes and avoid being cheated by the middlemen. And just stay on the farms in the villages and actually see how they produce and how we can help them in the future and how the help in the past has worked, if we should keep doing that, if we should adjust. Mm-hmm. So it was incredible.
So had you been interested or did you know about fair trade beforehand, or did this kind of spur you on to become interested in fair trade?
I had heard about it a little bit, but this really sparked my interest. And after that trip, a couple people started the Fair Trade Club at Cal Poly because it's something we hadn't heard about. And once you hear about it, it's like, why isn't everyone doing it? So we just want to let people know that it's out there.
Okay. I'm speaking with Tom Newhouse, who's the founder and president of Project Hope and Fairness, and also the owner of Sweet Earth Organic Chocolates, and also Anna Nakayama, who's the president of the Cal Poly Fair Trade Club. You're listening to Issues and Ideas on KCBX Public Radio. I'm Marisa Waddell with you. Tell me, how do you help the cocoa farmers of Africa? What are some of the specific things that you're doing, Tom?
You know, development, a lot of money has been thrown at development. Most development in the past was pay somebody a whole lot of money to fly over and meet with government officials, and then a tiny bit of money trickles down to the farmer. That's not the right way, and that's 99% of the way it's been done. But there's tens of thousands of NGOs now that are doing it the right way. And the right way was shown by John F. Kennedy when he established the Peace Corps. Bottom up, not the rich people coming and giving us their wonderful ideas, but people who go over there who are just graduated from college, working with people, not telling them things, but listening. And trying to figure out, you know, so in a place like Ivory Coast, where the government is very hostile to its own citizens, which I think is not unusual, how to you know, find things that are going to actually improve the way of life. So one of the things that I identified and unfortunately haven't been very successful at doing is to distribute scales to villages. So we buy scales in Dalwa, made by a man, one man, and we bring them to villages, and then they now have the knowledge to be able to get a better price for their product. You can't deal with the big corporations that are problematic or the big governments that are problematic. But you can at least get a better price in your transactions. And so that's what we've tried to do. And I really would like to, you know, buy 6,000 scales and distribute them to 6,000 villages in Ivory Coast. And also dryness meters, because they get ripped off because the middleman says, well, the beans aren't dry enough. Well, it would be better if both sides knew what the dryness actually was at the point of sale rather than waiting much later. So the farmer gets, you know, screwed by the middleman because nobody knows what the dryness is. Nobody knows what – they don't know what the weight is. Mm-hmm. And just those two solutions, it would cost half the price of a building at Cal Poly to solve the country that produces 45% of the world's cocoa. Half the price of a building. And are we doing it? No. We're just trying to certify stuff. But, you know, if you really want to make a change, you have to make the change at the point of transaction.
Mm-hmm. Anna, you are making an effort to bring can coffee to mm-hmm. Cal Poly. Can you tell us what it is and briefly what are the efforts you're making?
Yeah, CAN stands for Community Agroecology Network, and it's coffee that's directly traded. And there are researchers who go to the actual village and work with the farmers and see what they need, what can be developed, what can be worked on, and they connect those villages to the United States. And it was started by professors at UC Santa Cruz, and we're trying to get it on campus because it really shows the connection that a consumer has with the farmer and how we're not that far off. So we're trying to work with campus dining and show them how students will want it and how students can go to these villages and research themselves. So it really embodies the Learn by Doing at Cal Poly.
Mm-hmm. We do have just a couple of minutes left, and I do want to hear about the Night of Indulgence that's coming up to raise funds for Project Hope and Fairness. And then if we have a little moment to hear what other projects you have coming up as well. So tell us again briefly about the Night of Indulgence on May 21st.
Yes, we want to make it a really fun experience. So you're going to taste molecular gastronomy from Tom Dreos, the chef of Phenomenal in Paso Robles. You're going to listen to San Luis Opera numbers sung by members of the opera, and you're going to taste of chocolate and wine pairing by sponsored by Vina Robles Winery. Then you're going to hear about all our exploits over the years, and you'll hear from some of the students, such as Anna and Lisa Wong and Garrett Morris, who are all have gone with me to these villages. Mm-hmm. And then also Ernie Roydy is doing a tequila tasting of 7 different tequilas.
Yum.
And tequilas, by the way, sipping tequilas are amazing. I take it over cognac any day, actually. Anyway, so basically that's to, you know, promote what we're doing and promote awareness. And also to pay for the upcoming trip, which is in July and August. I'm going to Cameroon with my mother and a woman from Ball State University, Deanna Pucciarelli, who wants to help me, who wants to work with me on building a cocoa study center. And then my mother and I continuing to Ghana. And then I'm meeting an author in Ivory Coast, and he's writing a book on our food supply, and he's a well-read author, and so he's going with me and my mother to the villages in Ivory Coast.
Okay, and if someone wanted to learn more details about Project Hope and Fairness, how would they do that?
Yeah, go to www.projecthopeandfairness.org, and then under Donate, there's a thing about the May 21st fundraiser. Click on that, and you'll be able to read all about it.
Okay, and Anna, if someone wants to learn more about the Fair Trade Club at Cal Poly, how would one do that?
We have a Facebook page, Cal Poly Fair Trade Club, and we also have a website. And if you just search Fair Trade Club Cal Poly, you should be able to find it.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much for joining me, Tom Newhouse of Project Hope and Fairness, and Anna Nakayama, the president of Cal Poly Fair Trade Club.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.